Hello, we are reading in the study. We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 31. The study material is on the site, and in your vote system, you should click on the study material button in the upper menu. You can ask questions on the site, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
We are now coming to a special part in the introduction to the study of Ten Sefirot. It's the most comprehensive introduction, the longest introduction of Baal HaSulam, where he explains that the correction of the world depends on the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the many. Why one person or a small group cannot correct the world, but we need the wisdom to spread out among the masses. What's so special about that? So let's read it. We'll study it. The language is not so easy. So ask, we might be able to interpret some things and we'll advance. But these things are very important. They are fundamentals.
So, introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 31. There is a great need to explain once and for all why the coming of the Messiah depends on the study of Kabbalah in the masses, which is so prevalent in the Zohar and in all the books of Kabbalah. The public has discussed it pointlessly to the point that it has become intolerable.
In other words, why do we need to disseminate it among everyone without any limits, and why the general correction of the world depends on that?
The explanation of this matter is explained in Tikkunei, the corrections of the Zohar. These are its words. Second path, and the Ruach, spirit or wind of God, hovered over the face of the water. What is the Ruach? Indeed, when the Shekhinah, divinity, descends into exile, that Ruach, wind, blows upon those who engage in the Torah because of the Shekhinah, divinity, that is among them.
Meaning, even when there is no general knowledge of the Creator, His dominion over the world, nevertheless, during the exile, there are such people, as we can see, that from generation to generation attain the Creator and somehow manage to spread this knowledge of the Creator to everyone.
All flesh is hay. They are all as beasts that eat hay, and all its mercy is as the flower of the field. Every mercy they do for themselves.
Meaning they are all in the will to receive, and that's why it's called the days of exile, and only select few among them attain something.
Even all those who exert in Torah, every mercy they do for themselves.
Even when they study Torah, they do it in such a way that they don't see anything more than stories and dry laws.
At that time, and he remembered that they were flesh, a wind spirit that passes and will not return to the world. This is the spirit of the Messiah. Woe unto them who make it leave and not return to the world. They make the Torah dry and do not want to exert in the wisdom of Kabbalah. They cause the fountain of wisdom, which is the Yud in it, to depart. The spirit that leaves is the spirit of the Messiah, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Creator.
Meaning all those spirits, all those revelations that can come from above and hover over all the people, don't come to the people and they're still in the dark.
Second commandment. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. This is love, which is the love of mercy. As it is written, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with mercy. It is said about this, if you awaken and if you stir up the love while it pleases, love and fear are its core, whether good or bad. For this reason, it is called fear and love in order to receive reward. And because of it, the Creator said, I adjure you, daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and by the hinds of the field, if you awaken and if you stir up the love while it pleases, which is love without reward, and not in order to receive reward. This is because fear and love in order to receive reward are of a handmaid. And under three, the earth quakes. Under a slave, when he becomes a king, and a handmaid that inherits her mistress.
There are conditions here that they're telling us about. And if we keep them, we can reach something. And we need to scrutinize these conditions. The conditions we need to keep are called a handmaid. And what we need to reach are is called her mistress, a true malchut. Let's continue. This is just the introduction.
Item 32. We shall begin to explain the tikkunim, the corrections of the Zohar, from toe to head. He says that the fear and the love one has in the practice of Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in order to receive reward, meaning while hoping for some benefit from the Torah and the work, this is considered the handmaid. It is written about her, a handmaid that inherits her mistress. This is seemingly perplexing, for it is accepted that one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma, not for her sake. And why did the earth quake? In addition, we must understand the correlation of the engagement in lo lishma, not for her sake, specifically to the handmaid, and also the allegory that she inherits her mistress. What inheritance is there here?
There are several questions here that we need to scrutinize. Meaning, what is our engagement in the wisdom of Kabbalah, in Torah, as we say? What should it be in order to reach the revelation of the Creator? That's really the question. What kind of revelation, what kind of engagement in the Torah we need to have? What do we need to do? How to learn, how to study in order to reveal the Creator?
33. You will understand the matter with everything that has been explained above in this introduction, that they did not permit the study lolishma, but only since from lolishma, not for her sake, one comes to lishma, for her sake, since the light in it reforms him. Hence, engagement lolishma is considered a helping handmaid who performs the ignoble works for her mistress, who is the Shekhinah, divinity. This is because at last one will achieve Lishma for her sake and will be rewarded with the installing of the Shekhinah. Then the maid, which is the engagement Lo Lishma, will also be considered a handmaid of Kedusha, holiness, for she supports and prepares the Kedusha. Though she will be considered the world of Asiya, of the Kedusha.
meaning there are two stages in attainment of spirituality. The first is concealment, exertion, where we need to add many efforts to it and we still can't see the results that we long after. And the second stage, when we begin to reveal the results of what we worked on before.
However, if one's faith is incomplete and he engages in the Torah and in the work only because the Creator commanded him to study, then we have seen above that in such Torah and work, the light will not be revealed at all, since his eyes are flawed and turn the light into darkness, like a bat. Such engagement is no longer considered a maid of Kedusha, since he will not acquire Lishma through it. Hence, it comes to the domain of the handmaid of Klipa, Shell, which inherits these Torah and work and robs them for herself.
In other words, if a person does not eventually come to the intention to bestow, to want to connect with the other, to bestow to the other, and everything he does, if he can't succeed in drawing the reforming light that would change him, then everything he did goes to the klipa, to the shell.
Hence, the earth quaked, meaning the Shekhinah, called earth. Since those Torah and work that should have come to her as possessions of the Shekhinah, that evil handmaid rubs and lowers them into the possession of the klipot, shells. Thus, the handmaid inherits her mistress.
Itafo.
Buongiorno, caro Rav, grazie. Che cosa significa che il concepimento del Bore è il risultato dell'amore e del timore?
Does it mean that the revelation of the Creator is the result of fear and love?
We will learn about that. He's just telling us that we need to have fear and love. But what exactly, how to exactly interpret it, we will learn about it later. Up ahead, it's ahead of us. Just remember what he wrote here, that there needs to be fear and love and with a certain connection between them, the Creator will come to them.
Доброе утро, Раф. А как определить, что мы работаем?
Good morning, Raf. How do we determine that we are working in Lo Lishma, that we are walking on the right path?
Lishma means in order to bestow, and when we are drawn to bestow to one another and through us to the Creator, this is called Lishma. And Lo Lishma is the opposite of that. But even though we are in the world to receive for ourselves, we need to invest in it and study and work in order to draw the reforming light. And it then returns us to the good state where we will begin to think of the benefit of the other and bestowal to the other. And we will come to the quality of Lishma, to bestow. And by that, we will reveal the correct connection to the Creator.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Worldly. Rav, my question is, you know, we go through so many states, you know, in the lessons, in the meetings we have during the day, and the world, and it's like a washing machine, like, you know, the stones rubbing in itself. How can I separate myself from my ego and know exactly what I have to do for Creator and for my friends?
We're learning. This is what we're learning about. What should we do between us mostly between us, between the friends, so that our connection will be suitable for the quality of bestowal of the Creator, at least to some extent. And then we'll begin to feel, according to equivalence of form, we'll begin to feel the Creator in our vessels. And here the main thing is for the vessel that we are preparing for correction is really opposite to sanctity. And until I despair of my work, where I don't reach any good outcome from it, I can't really come to it. Because I work from within my will to receive, from my ego. And as long as I work with my ego and I don't despair of it, I can't turn to the Creator and truly ask of Him to give me His nature. Hence, all of our work in the first stage is to eventually we're tired of our own qualities, of our nature. And here a person needs the connection with the group, especially, and together with the study and the teacher,
to
find out exactly that his advancement needs to be seemingly opposite. Meaning, the more he approaches with his feeling, he's moving further away. He's looking the feeling, the understanding, recognition in his feeling, such things that you receive through the power of the will to receive. And he sees that he has a vessel which grows emptier and emptier. So how can he continue? Specifically, in this way, when we advance, we cross a certain barrier, and then we go to the other side of the coin, so to speak, as he writes here.
Ken. Almaty, Avan.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а что, в чем разница между ради Шхины и ради Творца?
What is the difference between for the sake of the Shechina and the divinity and for the sake of the Creator?
We'll learn about it in a bit. There is a difference. Now, for us, now there is nothing is properly gradiated, but we'll see later that there are many types, many modes of the forces of bestowal that are before us. Some of them we can perceive, and that's how we connect to their source, which is called the Creator. PT 35.
Thank you very much, Rav. What is the dry Torah?
A dry Torah means that it lacks the upper force. The one where they learn it in order to know the dry laws that they have to keep, and that's it. They have no attainment of the Creator, no feeling of what exists above us.
No. May I ask another question, Rav?
Mm-hmm.
You said that one of the conditions to achieve anything is to be in a state of mistress. What is that state of being a mistress?
Handmaid is the state that precedes the revelation of the Creator, where we have to go through it, where we still engage in the vessels of reception, but we're gradually coming closer to vessels of bestowal. This is called the handmaid of holiness. But there's also an impure handmaid, where we think that we are in the will to receive and we are approaching sanctity, but in truth, we cannot. We can't approach it because this path leads us to the klipa, the shell. So, in our state, when we begin to work, there are seemingly two paths before us, the path of holiness and the path of shell, the klipa. And everything depends on how much we realize, we employ the wisdom of Kabbalah. Either we connect between us and we work with our forces, or we remain the way we are until we dry out.
The one before last paragraph that we read now in 33, he writes that if his faith is incomplete and he does not engage in Torah and work, but only because the Creator commanded him to study, then the light will not be revealed and he becomes a bat, and that's it. He's gone. He's a goner. So what is this condition? To have complete faith and he should engage in Torah and work because the Creator commanded him to learn. Can you explain this?
Only in the condition that we reveal the qualities of Bina, called faith, inside the quality of faith, the quality of Bina, in the light of Chasadim, you can reveal or see the light of Chochmah, which is the Creator.
Yeah, that's clear, but he starts in Lo Lishma, he's not in Bina. What does it mean that his faith should be complete? What faith are we talking about?
Meaning, he still did not reach actions of bestowal, the pure acts of bestowal, and that's why he cannot reveal in them the illumination of Chochmah, which is the Creator.
I understand from the paragraph that the student should be with complete faith in the state of Lo Lishma, and this is what enables him to advance toward Lishma. So what is complete faith in the state of Lo Lishma?
In the state of Lo Lishma, there cannot be complete faith.
Okay. So what does he mean that his faith should be complete? Faith in the sages?
Yes. He has to be adhered in the group, adhered in the teacher, and by that he will get to a state where the light of Chassadim will be able to clothe in him and prepare in him the structure for the revelation of the Creator.
Can a person know that?
No, you cannot measure the light of Chassadim at all. And it's not good that he wants to do it in this way. And the intention is to be in the light of Chassadim, meaning in order to bestow. It's the opposite here. There is no measurement.
So what do we do with those instructions we often hear? How much have you advanced in connection today? Try to measure.
There's a degrees of soul devotion, the degrees of a person adhesion in the ten.
This we should measure?
We should want to measure it and then see that it's possible. They will show him from above. And even in that, there are ascents and descents. But none as wise as the experienced.
Okay, final question about this sentence. What does it mean he needs to learn? Because the Creator commanded him to learn.
Meaning he has nothing personal about it. Rather, as we study, he does it to give contentment to the Creator, all because of the Creator, not because of a person. A person needs to reach a state where he seemingly does not exist, but rather I do something that is outside of me, and in order for it to remain outside of me, and I have nothing, and I will have no interest in it, rather it's all in order to bestow.
Thank you.
Item 34.
Item 34. The Tikkunei Zohar, the corrections of the Zohar, interprets the meaning of the oath. If you awaken and if you stir up the love while it pleases, the precision is that Israel will draw the light of the upper chesed, mercy, called love of mercy, since this is what is desired. This is drawn particularly by the engagement in Torah and mitzvot, not in order to receive reward. The reason is that the light of the upper wisdom is extended to Israel through this light of mercy, appearing and clothing in this light of mercy which Israel extends. And this light of wisdom is the meaning of the verse, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, said about the Messiah King. It is as is said there below, and he will set up a standard for the nations and will assemble the dispersed of Israel and gather together the scattered of Judah and from the four corners of the earth.
Meaning that of all the nations, those parts of the general soul of Adam HaRishon will gather, such parts who can gather more and more until they'll all connect together.
This is because after Israel extends the light of wisdom through the light of mercy, as in the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, etc., the Messiah appears and assembles the dispersed of Israel. Thus, everything depends on the practice of Torah and work, Lishma, for her sake, which can extend the great light of mercy where the light of wisdom clothes and extends. This is the meaning of the oath, if you awaken and if you stir up. It is so because complete redemption and assembling of the exiles are impossible without it, since so are the channels of Kedusha arranged.
We need to first draw or extend the light of chasadim through chesed, mercy between us. We demand nothing except to be able to bestow to one another. Then from that, the light of chasadim awakens and it fills us. And then as a result, we can continue to demand the light of chokhmah, so it would go through the light of chasadim and fill us all. And this is called the revelation of the Creator to the created beings.
Thank you, teacher.
What is the order of channels in spirituality and what are they?
We are not learning about it yet, but there are 32 channels of wisdom. Paths of wisdom.
There
are such connections between such channels that connect the Sefirot, in which the light of Chochmah traverses, because these Sefirot are filled with the light of Chassadim and they're ready to be in order to bestow, and then the light of Chochmah can traverse those Sefirot. This is the meaning of the 32 channels or paths of wisdom. 32 paths of wisdom.
Tov, Kabu 7.
Okay, Kabu 7.
What is the Messiah?
Mashiach ze aor elyon.
Mashiach, Messiah, is the upper light that corrects the vessels. And then in those vessels, the light of Chochmah can clothe. Hence, this light lets the upper light clothe in the vessels. It's called Mashiach, because he pulls them, Moshech, he pulls them from in order to receive to the intention to bestow. Okay.
אז נעבור לאם כך.
Let's go to where are we? Are we done, Moshe?
We finished item
34.
34. As Moscow one.
Moscow one.
Да, немного страшно задать вопрос. Не будите и не тревожьте любовь.
Yeah, I'm a little hesitant to ask. What is not to stir up and awaken the love?
Ну, говорит о том, что не будите и не тревожьте.
What is the feeling that implies that we're not awakening the love?
We'll learn about it. It's... This question is a bit ahead of its time. We'll get to it soon. So let's go to women.
Question from Moscow 18. What's the difference between the qualities of the handmaid and the qualities of the mistress? How do we discern between their characteristics in the work?
The handmaid is the lot of chassadim that needs to clothe in the vessels of reception and sanctify them and correct them. And the mistress is the light of chokhmah that clothes in the light of chassadim and fills the vessels and corrects them finally. Meaning to bestow in order to bestow is the correction of the vessels. This is called a handmaid. And to receive in order to bestow, when the light of chokhmah clothes in the vessels, is called her mistress. Or?
Question from Kabu 3. How do we work on the feeling so as to discover the Creator?
Activate the feeling. What can I do? If you begin to relate to one another with feeling, you'll discover the feeling towards the Creator.
In what way can we awaken the love of mercy? What is the love of mercy?
Love of mercy, Avat Chesed, is a tendency towards giving. When I wish to bestow chasadim, simply bestow to others. In the group, this is the condition for the beginning of the construction of the web of mutual bestowal between us, in which the Creator is revealed.
Question from Darom. Over the years of learning, my fuel has changed from a personal desire to reveal the upper world to a desire to bestow upon the friends and the Creator, and I don't mind anymore about revealing upper worlds. Is this the right advancement?
Yes, it's the right advancement. Next.
Moscow 5. As we advance, we should feel inability to come closer to each other to the point of an outcry. But if we feel fear and warmth toward each other, is this a klipa, a peel, or lying to ourselves?
One does not belong to the other. I can feel myself completely empty of the attainment of the purpose of creation, and I can be content with my current state.
Is there a difference between labor and the type of work that we do during the preparation and the labor that will eventually bring us the revelation of the Creator?
These two types of exertions are found in a person, and they change, they connect, they separate, but later they become one. That's it. It's one desire to bestow through all the created beings to the Creator. Where the created beings is the vessel and the Creator is the goal. It's the light.
That's it for now. Thank you.
Okay, Moshe, we're back.
Item 35. They also interpreted, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. What is the Spirit of God? When the Shekhinah is in exile, the wind, also Spirit, blows on those who engage in Torah, because the Shekhinah, divinity, is with them. Interpretation. During the exile, when Israel were still occupied in Torah and mitzvot lo lishma, if they are in this way because from lo lishma one comes to lishma, then the Shekhinah is among them, though in a state of exile, since he still did not achieve lishma. As was said above, it is in the form of a handmaid of Kedusha. This is the meaning of the Shekhinah being among them, meaning in concealment. However, they are bound to attain the revelation of Shekhinah, and then the spirit of the Messiah, King, hovers over on the engaging and awakens them to come to Lishma, as in the light in it reforms them, aiding and preparing the installation of the Shekhinah, which is her mistress.
Meaning, if we intend to reach Lishma in order to bestow the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the light of Chochmah in our vessels, although our vessels are completely not corrected, even not even the light of Chassadim, but our intention is such, then you can say that we are on the right path towards a goal. Then we discover along the way the Shekhinah, or its stages, meaning the vessel, our vessel, and all throughout all its stages, it's getting corrected more and more until it reaches such a correction where the Lalef Chassadim is revealed in it, and later in the Lalef Chassadim, the Lalef Chochmah is revealed. And in this way, we come to the corrections.
Yet, if this learning lo lishma is not suitable to bring them to lishma, for the above mentioned reason, the Shekhinah regrets and says, all flesh is hay. They are all as beasts that eat hay. In other words, the spirit of man, which ascends upward, is not present among those who engage in Torah. Rather, they settle for the spirit of the beast, which descends downward. They interpret the reason there. All its mercy is as the flower of the field. Even all those who exert in Torah, every mercy they do for themselves. That is, their whole engagement in Torah and mitzvot is only for their own benefit and pleasure. And the engagement in Torah cannot bring them to Lishma. He writes there, at that time, and he remembered that they were flesh, a wind, a spirit that passes and will not return to the world. And this is the spirit of the Messiah. This means that the spirit of the Messiah does not hover on them, but leaves them and will not return, since the impure maid robs their Torah and inherits her mistress, since they are not on the way to come from Lolishma to Lishma. For this reason, he deduces there that they are the ones who make the Torah dry and do not want to exert in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That is, even though they do not succeed through the practice in the revealed Torah, since there is no light in it, and it is dry due to the smallness of their minds, they could still succeed by engaging in the study of Kabbalah. For the light in it is clothed in the clothing of the Creator, the holy names of the Sefirot, Thus, they could easily come to that state of lo lishma that brings them to lishma. Then, the Spirit of God would hover over them, as it is written, the light in it reforms them. Yet, they have no wish at all for the study of Kabbalah. And this is the meaning of woe unto them, for they cause poverty, ruin, looting, killing, and destruction in the world. That spirit which departed is the spirit of the Messiah, as was said, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
Again. Right.
So those who don't come to the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to correct their vessels through it, they are in the dry Torah. And in the end, they come to the klipot, the shells. And those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the more they correct themselves and approach kedusha, holiness, come closer to the Creator. And in our world, there's nothing else to do, really. This is why he says that either they advance through the wisdom of Kabbalah toward the Creator, or you remain as you were born and descend to the level of a beast. They were all as beasts, as it says. Ita one.
Caro Rav,
dear Rav,
il Messia, la luce della
misericordia,
in base al desiderio che maturiamo,
the light of Hasadim.
Grazie.
Does it work on the attitude in our 10?
Exactly. Very well. According to how we relate to each other in the 10, we awaken the upper light, and it comes to us and turns us and promotes us toward connection and toward kedusha, toward holiness. Moshe, let's continue. I don't see that there are questions. But these things are pretty simple. It's either this way or that way. PT 6.
Well, so it turns out that lo lishma is only when I study the wisdom of Kabbalah. Is this what it comes down to?
If you don't study the wisdom of Kabbalah, then you remain as a beast, still vegetative, animate. That's it. That's what we have in this world. The speaking degree, in order to emerge from the animate level where they are all as beasts, this is already rising above. To rise above the animate level, you need a special force that comes from above, from a higher level, from the Creator. So it will influence you, and then you will rise above the animate degree to the human degree, the degree of Adam, who is somewhat dume, similar to the Creator. What are you asking?
I'm asking, in these excerpts, he distinguishes between the dry Torah and to be in lo lishma.
Because you can take all kinds of books that Kabbalists wrote and study them, but not in order to attain the power of bestowal, the Creator, connection, but in order to know, understand it, to gain something. And then your Torah will be dry, because there is no reforming light there, and you're not rising to the level of the Creator, and this is how you remain. Either you take these books correctly, you relate to them correctly, and through connection, this is what it tells us. In what we read, where was it? Where did we start today?
Item 31.
31?
Ken. That's where we started reading.
Yeah. So he says, you see, also, it's in item 30 and the beginning of 31. Yes? There is a great need to explain once and for all why the coming of the Messiah depends on the study of the Kabbalah in the masses. The masses, that's the emphasis. And also in the sentence before 31, he says, specifically, particularly to the many, depends on the coming of the Messiah soon in our days. So what is this about, the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the many, to the masses, to correct the common broken vessel of Adam HaRishon so it becomes as one vessel? This is why the correction method should spread among everyone.
Moscow 3.
Moscow 3.
Раф, а как мне понять, что вот я занимаюсь ради исправления?
Can I tell that I'm learning Kabbalah for the sake of correction, not for my own sake? How to feel it?
How can you feel if you're engaging in the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to correct yourself, or in order to just be smart? It's according to how much you exert in connection in the group. There, the changes and corrections should come only in that.
Но я же могу вот вкладываться тоже в группу, тоже ради себя, вот ради почести.
But I can also invest in the group for myself, for my honor, appreciation. How to know that I do it according to what they write?
According to what they write, you need to see if you're following the counsels, the advice of Kabbalists or not. That's what it's all about.
PT 29. Thank you. Is there such a possibility for us to turn the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah to a dry study?
Of course, in each and every one. If we don't yearn for the intention to bestow, to draw reforming light, so it will be among us, and we, each of us, will remain in ourselves, within ourselves, without wanting to emerge from within ourselves and be connected in our hearts into one heart. If we don't have this propensity, this disposition, if we don't ask the Creator to help us understand what it means, connected together, so that he will give us some sort of disposition toward it, some desire for it, some quality of bestowal to have in this. If we don't yearn for this, then we are in danger of remaining this way forever. Afterwards, there will be corrections. Of course, there will be. Because the Creator doesn't drop it. But we who received an opportunity to come closer to Him specifically now, today, in this life, this will stop. If we, God forbid, don't want to implement it every day in the connection between us.
Will we eventually need a correct deficiency?
The Creator gives a deficiency. That's it. Moshe.
We continue on item 36. We learn from the Tikkuni Zohar that there is an oath that the light of mercy and love will not awaken in the world before Israel's works in Torah and Mitzvot will have the intention not to receive reward, but only to bestow contentment upon the Maker. This is the meaning of the oath, I adjure you, daughters of Jerusalem. Thus, the length of the exile and affliction that we suffer depends on us and waits for us to merit the practice of Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. And if we only achieve this, this light of love and mercy, which has the power to extend, as in the words, and the Spirit shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and then we will be rewarded with complete redemption. It has also been clarified that it is impossible for the whole of Israel to come to that great purity except through the study of Kabbalah, which is the easiest way suitable even for commoners. Conversely, while engaging only in the revealed Torah, it is impossible to be rewarded through it except for a chosen few and after great efforts, but not for the majority of the people, for the reason explained in item 22. This thoroughly explains the irrelevance of the fourth and fifth questions in the beginning of the introduction.
Clear, right? We are on the path. We received an awakening, and the Creator wants to lead us to the final correction of our personal and general common soul. This is why he set up for us the groups and arranged everything for us, gave us such systems by which we can advance, and accordingly we see, according to these texts also, how much we are exactly within the campaign. But if we don't use what he is giving us, then it's as if we disrespect, we slight the opportunity that he has given us. And this, so we will end our lives like everyone else. Of course, in the incarnations, we will still reincarnate into more and more corrections again and again, because no outcast shall be cast out from him, and everyone eventually will return to his roots. But these opportunities, we might lose. We might miss out on them. So we should be afraid of it and try to use every moment for correction. Turkey 4.
Thank you, Rao. A question from a friend. How can we invite the Mashiach to vessel of our tent?
This is what we are learning. Friends, this is what we are learning. All the time. We should unite. We should together ask the Creator to connect us, to bring us closer to Him, to give us the power of bestowal between us and from between us to Him. And this is how we approach. It's not a simple path. It's a long way. And we have to constantly work against our ego and scrutinize. But It's continuing. It's working. It's working. In this world, we have nothing else to do. From day to day, we see how short our lives are, how empty they are, and if we don't fill ourselves with correction of approaching the Creator, then we have lived like a beast in every sense of the word. So there is only one thing, really. Engage to do what we need to do in this world to sustain our beasts, and every other ounce of energy and attention give to spiritual development. And this is what we constantly learn about. BT 19.
Good morning, friends. We learn about the redemption here. What is it about Lishma that we can say that is about that this is the redemption? Redemption from what?
Redemption is from the egoistic force, from the intention to receive. This egoistic force disconnects you from the spiritual life, from the sensation of the Creator, from feeling the actual reality, and you're living the life of a beast. Just like beasts and animals care only for themselves and their family, their offspring, so you will be closed only in this. You need to be in this as well. But why are you living all in all? In order to come through connection, through the correction of your soul, to adhesion with the Creator, to the level of the Creator. This is what you have to achieve. As it is written, return, O children of Israel, unto the Lord your God.
Are there other methods by which you can reach redemption, or is it only the wisdom of Kabbalah?
As much as I have checked, none.
No other way.
Because no other method uses the tools or the vessels the way the wisdom of Kabbalah does.
So how can you reduce the wisdom of Kabbalah to about reaching Lishma?
The wisdom of Kabbalah is a wisdom that awakens the reforming light. It awakens the upper force, so it will influence us and correct us and elevate us to its level.
Meaning, to draw the reforming light is only with the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Yes. Show me another one. There's no other method that talks about these things that we are able to receive, and we have to correct ourselves, so we work in order to bestow it. By this we achieve adhesion with the Creator, etc. And all those 125 degrees in worlds, bring me.
So, what is the formula? How to draw the reforming light, the most concentrated form of reforming light, the highest concentration? Well, what is the best method?
When you enter a group that's as egoistic as you are, and all of you, among you, decide that you are working in connection between you as much as possible, and if you discover that it's impossible, you turn to the upper force. And then, by revealing every time how deficient you are of qualities of bestowal, you turn to the upper force to give you his qualities, meaning to appear in you, basically. This is what you're asking.
For
the Creator, we want you to appear between us, to tie us all together. We demand this of you. This is the method. It's a very simple method. There are no complications here, no kinds of conditions and things. It's a natural method. You need power of bestowal. You are in the power of reception. You need the force of bestowal. It's a force that exists and governs on a higher level in your world. So ask for it.
You said it's the easiest method, but it comes to work on my ego, on our ego. It's not so easy.
Yes. But it's not you who is working, it's the upper light that's working. But you have to demand this of it.
You have a deficiency for it.
Meaning you need to constantly be in prayer. German 4.
What does it mean that the spirit of the Messiah can disappear? That we don't use the light of correction, but for self-benefit?
The fact that we have an inclination towards spirituality means that we have a little bit of the spirit of the Messiah. And the fact that we pray for more and more of this upper light to come and influence us, this is called inviting, summoning the Messiah. Okay?
Woman Internet.
All right. Woman Internet.
Chile 1.
Chile 1. Who or what determines the degree of refinement or purity of our actions?
We ourselves, to the extent that we unite among us. According to this, we determine the level of refinement, to the extent that we try to connect among us. By this, we determine the refinement between us.
Yes.
Mark 21. Who Who is the divinity for us?
The Shekhinah, the divinity between us, is our qualities that can connect together, where because they are different yet agree to be together, the Creator will be revealed in them.
Kabyu Sharosh.
Kabyu 3. What is the meaning of the Spirit of God hovers above the water?
It is the light of wisdom coming and hovering over the water, which is the light of Chasadim, and fills them.
Latin 13. Is the fear, separation and love, closeness, and only through the two, fear and love, we come to the Creator?
Yes, correct. Next.
WH, how not to squander an opportunity that was given to us?
Through connections between us. When we draw the Creator to correct the connections between us and fill them, become revealed in them.
That's it.
Good. I thank the women for their questions. And I'm very happy that we have such a big and strong part in our group. Moshe.
Item 37. The third question, which is the fear that one will turn sour, well, there is no fear here at all. This is because the deviation from the path of the Creator that occurred before was for two reasons. One, either they broke the words of our sages with things that were forbidden to disclose. Two, or because they perceived the words of the Kabbalah in their superficial meaning as corporeal instructions, breaching, you shall not make unto you a statue or any image.
In other words, previously there were such studies in the wisdom of Kabbalah in which it was possible to materialize things, to materialize them, make them corporeal. So all the forces we talk about, which are actually spiritual forces, people who read the books, how should I put it? They saw them in a corporeal way as being in our world, in all kinds of images, all kinds of corporeal forms. And of course, this cannot be. And such a thing is impossible to see spiritual forces in corporeal states. Why is it easier for us? Because we already know many forces of nature that we don't see. Let's, for example, the magnetic force or electrical forces. We don't see them, but we can discover them with the help of other instruments, devices, other instruments. But in previous times, 200, 300 years ago and more, people weren't aware of it. So everything that they heard about spiritual forces, they very quickly wanted to materialize them and discover them in corporeality. And?
Moshe? Hence, until that day, there has indeed been a fortified wall around this wisdom. Many have tried to begin to study, but could not continue for lack of understanding and because of the corporeal appellations. This is why I have labored with the interpretation, Panimiyot and Panimasbiot, to interpret the great book, Tree of Life, by the Ari, to make the corporeal forms abstract and to establish them as spiritual laws above time and place. Thus, any beginner can understand the matters, their reasons, and explanations with a clear mind and great simplicity, no less than one understands Gemara through the Rashi interpretation.
In other words, this is what he troubled to do in the wisdom of Kabbalah, to turn it into such a form of study that people will not be able to be confused, will not be able to imagine that they are studying about angels and all kinds of figures that might imagine as existing here next to us in this world, etc. But on the contrary, that everything will be clear to them, that it's about internal forces within man, internal. So that just as we learn in our five senses about the still vegetative inanimate around us, so we can study about spiritual forces, which we can not see but sense within us too. Meaning our whole work in explaining the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of perception, to grasp, to perceive reality, the real reality. We can grasp with our sight, sound, taste, and smell and touch, with our five physical senses. And the part that we can't perceive, the rest of the forces, we have to develop for them. We have to develop for them additional instruments, and then we will perceive them too. This is what we learn, and this is what we yearn for. Next, go on. Oh, we have Baltia 2.
Today, in the tens, what should we be afraid of?
Today, we should fear in our tens from deflecting from the course that we constantly mention, which is coming closer to each other, and that nearing that we respect to bring it to the Creator. We have two things, to unite and to direct the unity to the Creator. That's it. Everything else doesn't concern us. Really. It doesn't exist. Everything else belongs to this world, to corporeal arrangements, all kinds of things. We ourselves are only for connection and in the direction of the Creator, from between us to the Creator. Cab U3.
Bonjour, Rav. In the article 36, we read, mercy and love will not awaken in the world before Israel will have the intention to bestow contentment upon the Maker. Do you think, Rav, now is the time to come now for Israel to have the intention to bestow? We're still not yet. Thank you, Rav.
We are on the way. Israel means anyone who yearns to reach the Creator, Yeshalkel, straight to the Creator. And I really hope that we are approaching that goal, and we will begin to feel it and discover it soon. And we will realize it. The important thing is not to be afraid at all and not quit, but keep going forever until the complete redemption in this life, in the spiritual life, in this world, in the spiritual world. Never mind. Just keep going and keep going until the end of correction.
Ita 4.
Grazie Rav. Quali sono i nuovi kelim aggiuntivi che abbiamo bisogno?
Thank you, Rav. What are the additional vessels
da noi stessi
with which we cover the forces that are outside of us?
I didn't understand.
Ti ripeto. quali sono questi vasi nuovi aggiuntivi?
What are the vessels, the additional vessels, the new vessels that we need in order to reveal these forces that are outside of us?
They are vessels that should awaken in us. They are in us, except they're not revealed. By being drawn to one another and to the Creator, the Creator reveals between us forms of connection between us, which actually exist, these connections, except we don't feel them. It's just as looking at a map, and then you kind of increase the resolution more and more and more, and then you suddenly see that there are many roads, many details on the map. This is how we discover, through our yearning for connection, forms of connection that exist between us, and those forms of connection we begin to see many, many details of the connections between us, which are actually the spiritual vessel. And in that vessel, we discover the Creator, how He sustains these vessels, how He is revealed in them. And then we don't look at the map itself anymore, but through the map, we reveal the Creator. We look at how we reveal the Creator. And more and more tangibly, more in a more tactile way, we become incorporated with Him, living with Him. It's just like looking at a map on the computer and changing the resolution in it.
Resolution.
Yeah, the resolution.
וככה מתקרבים.
This is how we approach Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. As we read in the articles that we have to blow the shofar of the Mashiach with dissemination, and I feel that somehow in our organization we are not investing for the future generation. I mean for the young generation. On international scale, we don't have any content, any target, any dissemination project that targets young generation, which is our future. So what do you think about this, and how can we implement and create new content for the young generation?
We need to, in the meantime, learn a lot and understand what we have in the wisdom of Kabbalah and what is the demand of, what is the need of the younger generation. And then we should try to bring the two closer. I wrote about it in the beginning of my way, but that was 40 years ago. Maybe even before. I wrote several books for beginners. If you can also write, but in a very simple way, so it is clear and simple to anyone, to men, to women. I don't think that we should do it for children, but for men and women, and for both. Try. Try. It's good.
Also, we started somehow a young YouTube show, and it was like one show in Turkey. I started with Mutlu, and we got a great success around 1,500 people from Turkey watched. And somehow I feel that young people, especially young people, that they feel deep emptiness in the life. Especially them. and there's a need, there's a huge blank, and when I come to this path, there was not so much young people in Turkish Kili. I was alone. But then they started to come. And we are now around maybe 30, 35 young people in Turkish Kili. And just I feel a necessity. Maybe somehow, I don't know, we can do something.
Of course, we can do a lot, a whole lot toward it. I really hope you will do it. Besides, you have all the conditions now in Turkey. A developed generation, strong nation, all the instruments, the technology. There is good communication everywhere. You also have translations that were done by our friends in Turkey, in Turkish and in English, because Turkish is somewhat close to English. So go ahead, do it, by all means.
Latin 5.
Rav. Debemos ver las naciones físicas como un invento del creador.
Should we see the physical nations as a creation of the creator, something we have, like a barrier we have to overcome?
Yeah, we need to overcome the boundaries, the limitations, the distances between us. In the end, to be as one man with one heart. In the end, we have to bring ourselves to the form of Adam HaRishon before the breaking. Let's hope it happens. And
let's sing a song.
Behind the curtains of the story told, behind the faces of the meek and bold, above the good and bad, the right and wrong, there's hope for a brighter dawn. We've learned to breathe without a breath of air. We've learned to run on roads that lead nowhere. Now is the time for us to rise above and learn what it is to love. We open our hearts. Together we will fight. And we'll see that love can cover all the crimes. Oh, choice that way, together rising high above these lies.